CliffCentral.com.
Are you straight? Do you like me? Are you a cat or dog person?
Does the toilet paper go over or under?
Sanbonani Ninjani, I am Simpiwe Mthethwa, and joining me is the beautiful, my partner in crime, Baliswa.
And beautiful, not today, because this is...
Yo, well, people can't see your face, girl, so you're still beautiful.
We're going to take a picture after this.
Don't know. Filters.
I'm going to be there at the back, hiding my skin.
Filters. Don't worry, girl. You're gonna look hot. You know technology of today.
Hey. Because of a right online scene.
Yes, man. We are the two woke girls, and this is our second episode.
Yes.
We made it.
Yes. Man.
Yo. Like, I don't want to play horns, but I want something, like, you know.
No, we can't. We don't have anything.
We don't
Let me check.
Okay.
While you introduce the game.
Okay. So, this is our second episode, and today we're going to be talking about something very interesting. It's 2017, and a lot of people are on that new year, new me. The gyms are going to be packed. The streets are going to be filled with joggers. Others are doing an introspection, lessons learned in 2016, new year resolutions. But today, we are talking about questions you should ask a future bae.
Mm.
Yes!
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Potential boyfriend, potential girlfriend. Before you say, yes, I will date you, I think these are some of the questions you need to ask. And it's going to be myself, Baliswa.
Yes.
And we have another lady in mm-hmm. the house. And her name is Lulu. What up, Lulu?
Holla. Thank you for having me, ladies.
Oh, yes. We're going to have a good time, right?
Yes, we're going to have a great time.
Yes. So I'm going to ask some questions.
Before you ask questions, okay. I found something.
Oh, okay.
To celebrate.
Our second episode. Yes. Okay. Yes! Shots fired!
Again,
yes!
again.
Yes, forget the horns. We have shots fired. Yo, yes, man. So, I'm going to ask some questions. Baliswa's going to ask some questions. And our guest, Lulu, has some questions. Okay. So, I'll start off the show with the first question. Who has been the biggest influence in your life? Deep, ne?
Yeah.
Deep, interesting.
Last first date question.
Ah, yeah, indeed.
That's like date 4 or 5. So, yeah. Question number 2. What is your favorite way of spending a Saturday? The reason why we ask this question, we want to find out if the brother is ratchet, you know, if he's the turn up every Saturday.
Yeah.
He wants to be a blesser and bless girls at the club. That's the reason why.
Or if he's just a sitting boy, mother's boy doing the garden.
Yeah, those boring guys, hey?
Yo, making tea for moms every day, every second.
Okay, yeah. Well, we're not going to judge. So you know what you're looking for in your potential boo. So you'll know what kind of answers you are expecting or looking for. And be prepared for the person to be like, and you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you. Question number 3. What were you like as a kid? like you must know, were you a spoiled brat, you know? Were you someone who, you know, just grew up ikasi?
Were you running around in the streets?
Yeah.
Or do you have a trust fund?
Yeah, that's important.
That knows mommy and daddy's gonna give me a car.
Boo, that's so important. Like, we need to check that CV, you know what I'm saying? Okay, number 4. What was your family like growing up? You know, I think that's important because some people...
Really?
You don't think it's important?
No.
Oh, why not?
Why not?
I mean, family doesn't really determine the kind of guy he is, right?
Does it?
But it might influence the kind of person that he is. I mean, what he experienced at home, he might take into life. It might make him a better person or the same person. So you want to be prepared.
Or it might not make him that person.
No, but I'm looking at if he has, let's say if he grew up without a father,
mm-hmm.
and he'll be like, my mom raised me and blah-de-blah-de-blah,
mm-hmm.
you'd be able to pick up if this person has, like, daddy issues, I'm just saying,
mm-hmm.
or you'd be able to differentiate, oh, this guy, he's very close to his family, or he's not close to his family. Because some people are very tight with their sisters, their aunts. And other people are like, oh, yo, I don't do family gatherings. I'm more closer to my friends than anything.
Yeah.
So it's nice to just understand family history, you know?
Mm-mm.
I don't think this is like the first few questions that I'm asking. I don't think they first date questions. You know, it's not something you'll be like, so, manje brothers. Like, how were you like as a kid?
Mm. Your first date, like, sis, call my number. So, like,
you know, tell me about
your
family.
Tell me about your family now, yo. I wasn't about to ask you out. I just wanted your number because I want your friend.
So, yeah, but this is more like fourth, fifth date, maybe 3 weeks, a month. I don't know. You know, people, some people have a 90-day rule before they accept anything. So, hey. Our next question is, what should I know about you that I'd never think to ask?
That is very important.
Okay.
Very, very important, that question.
You think it's important?
I think it's very important.
I think it's okay. It's in the middle.
No, like, because we were arguing about this other question.
It's coming, don't worry.
So I wouldn't be able to ask that question. And he'll be able to tell me because I'm not going to be able to ask. So he'll tell me straight up, sister, it's like this.
Okay. What do you think, Lulu, about that question?
I don't know. I don't think it's that important to me.
It's not.
No.
Not at all.
Okay.
Let that one slide.
Okay. Diseases. Have you any?
Diseases.
Or sicknesses. You can rephrase the question. Or sicknesses or... Do you have any?
Question is, are you ready to find out?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. I want to know. This is what I'd ask first date. Like, are you sick? Are you dying? Like, are you... What's going on with you? What's going on with you? Like, that's what I need to know.
I don't know. Where does the line... Do you want to know my chronic illnesses? Do you want to know if I have an infection? Do you want to know if I have the flu? What is it that you want to know?
Tell me everything. Tell me everything. Let me know what... No, I want to know what's going on with you and your body. Okay.
Everything.
Everything. Whether you are diabetic, whether you have the flu currently, whether you have a headache. Like, I'm that kind of girl. Like, I just need to know health-wise where you at. That's it.
Oh, baby, deep. Are you looking for marriage or, like, a relationship?
No, well, I
mean, it's the third week, girl.
I mean, come on, hey.
No, but I'm the type of
person. These questions are 1 year.
No, I might you know, I might be young, you know, and I might not fully know what I want, but I know what I don't want.
Yeah, and you don't want a sick man.
I don't. I'm too young to be dating. Or at least let me know that you're sick. Like, I just want to know, guys. I want to make informed decisions.
So, what if you are into this guy? Say it's a month or 3 months. Then guy comes in and tells you, I've got cancer or something, and I'm gonna die soon. Wada. Are you gonna be able to handle all of that?
I know it depends on our vibe and our connection, but I'd be glad.
Connection is deep.
Yeah, then I'll be there. I'll be with you. I'll do chemo therapy with you. I will have your, you know, your back 110%.
And then he leaves 3 weeks after, and then he's gone.
It's fine. At least I knew. It's worse than being very close to someone, and then the next day you find out, oh, this person died because they were sick, and you're like, what? I was there the entire time. I never knew anything. No, guys, stop hiding. People don't want to talk. Y'all don't want to. That's the problem. Y'all don't want to. I'm opening up channels of communication.
Yeah. After a year, yes. Then we'll
talk. So, what are we doing in between 365 days? What are we doing?
Playing around, fam.
I don't have that kind of time to play around. I think this is. Before, this question should not even be asked on the first date. It should be asked when brother man is still macking on you.
Okay. This question about being sick.
No. The next one that I'm about to ask.
Oh.
Are you 100% straight? Yes. Yes. We live in a world where... Let me explain myself, girl. We live in a world where there are a lot of terms being thrown around. Mm-hmm. People are lesbian, people are gay, people are bi, you know? People are straight.
People are non-binary.
Yes. And for me, I just like to know what kind of guy I'm dealing with, you know? Like, do you bet for both teams? You know, are you into just females, I need to know, like, before we do, before you even say anything else, before feelings are even attached, because at that time I'm just looking at your body, boo.
But do you think if he's bi, he's going to tell you the truth?
He should. At least let me know. Let me know so that if ever Stina happens, I'm not shocked. I'm like, oh, she cheated on me with a man.
He's not. Hey, you, I'm after 9. Monkey Lamanta, I'm after 9, babes. Like, don't fool yourself. They're all, I'm after 9. Like, during the day, they're okay. When you ask the question, going to be like, ah, man, it's a ganjan. You know I'm straight. I'm with you, boo.
No,
I want
don't,
you.
No, I don't know, boo, because there's some... No, I don't. That's the thing. That's people scared to say that. I don't know you. I don't know where you've been, who you've been with. What can no? I need to know.
After the question, he's gonna say, "I'm straight. I want you, and I want us to build whatever, no, whatever, and like, promise you everything." And then now we are talking about Kanti. He's with Temba, Ning Ning, and you're like, "Oh, they are best friends." Kanti, next, babes. After 9 things.
At least I asked that question, at least.
But so they lied to you.
No,
but he lied, girl. He lied.
Yes, but I'm just saying. No, but I'm also saying, okay, with this particular question, I just want to know if you say, okay, yes, I'm straight, or if you do come out and be like, I'm bi, I should be able to be like, oh, well, whatever it is, boo, I'm with you, or, oh, is that the situation? Well, I'm not there. I can't do that. Let me walk away before feelings are attached. That's all I'm asking. Like, that's, I think that's what a lot of people, they wait until they are head over heels with this guy or chick, and they're like, oh my gosh, I love him, or I so deeply like him, and now they can't walk away because these feelings. Whereas if I found out, had I known about this in the beginning, where I didn't know you from a bar of soap and we meeting for the first time, it would have been easier to say, deuces, I'm out, can't do this, this is not for me. Maybe another time, another life, another year. That's all.
Babes, men are trash. They lie all the time.
Be positive. It's a new year, girl. Now you're thinking. You know, there's some good guys out there. Let's be positive, girl.
Wait. I don't know where you're looking for men, but I'm sure there are some good men out there, okay? Brothers, hit us up on WhatsApp, you know, on the Cliff Central WhatsApp, mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm, you know, 079. 748-2090. Yeah, all the good brothers, hit us up on WhatsApp now.
They're gonna lie.
We just need to prove them something.
No,
something.
Prove Bellas are wrong. Okay. Please. Hashtag they are good men.
They're lying. Whatever they say, they're lying.
Okay, girl, hit me up with some of your questions since Mina, I've been taking over.
Okay, first question. Have you figured out your calling in life? What is it?
No. Mm. Aren't you deep?
What is your calling?
Do you
to
know?
Play with other people's feelings.
Is that your calling, girl? Is that your truth?
Men are trash.
Brothers, we waiting for you on WhatsApp. Wow. You need to prove her wrong.
Like, please.
You need to prove
even
her
tweet
wrong.
Us at clipcentral.com, at @TheReal_Scoops, at VeemTip. Tweet us that there are good men. Let's get this trending. Like, there are good men. Okay? Because Bellissa, girl, this is 2017. Okay, we need to have a sit. We need another.
Who hurt you, girl? Yes. Who hurt you?
Speak the truth.
Only man.
You know all them. You know what they say. You attract what you are ready for, girl. So,
I'm ready to be trashed. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying, maybe you weren't at a point of.
So I'm the bin and they're the trash.
Hey,
and they,
you know.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying that sometimes in life, we, you know, we have low self-esteem.
Babe, let's move
and
on.
And then we accept
second
people.
Second question.
Okay.
Second question. I don't want to be hurt. What do you hate most about the dating process?
Oh, that's a good one.
I think
one.
This is important. Like, number one question, when we first meet. So, yeah.
What do you hate? I think for me, it would be the small talk, man. Like, you know, when you're still getting to know someone and it's all airy fairy, but they're not saying much. So, brother man, I want to know what you hate most.
Yeah, I like that question because then it will tell me straight up if you are a commitment guy or if you're just fooling around. If you're like, I date a lot of chicks, so I'm going to have a problem with the dating process, then I would know. That no, bye.
What if he's the kind of guy that doesn't want to take you on a date? He's like, I don't like the taking girls out
problem
on a date.
Bye.
No, I think I like guys like that.
What? No date. You don't wanna.
Let's chill.
Chill. Wait. Are you the indoor kind of person? That's cool. I don't mind that. I don't mind the indoors. I don't mind outdoors. I just want you to acknowledge the fact that we need to do something together. It shouldn't be like, yeah, we're gonna chill by the corner all day every day, and then we're gonna buy quarters, and then no.
One thing I hate about the dating process, the calling. Ooh. Every second hour of the day, calling, texting. Guys, please give me a break.
Yeah. Oh, the texting, and then like you can't blue tick someone. Like, you know, sometimes you read a message,
yeah,
and then you don't reply immediately, and then you reply like 3 hours later, and then the person is like eating you alive on WhatsApp. Like, well, why won't you reply?
Oh, yeah, Jola.
You're dating. Like, no, I have a life, boo. Honestly, okay, I'm working. I'm doing me. Like, relax, I'm chilling. We don't need to talk every hour on the hour. No. Okay.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Third question.
Mm-hmm.
What's your 5-year plan?
Yes, I was waiting for. You see, this like I was waiting for it.
You need to know where he's going. What is he thinking of? And where do you fit into that plan as well?
After a year, maybe? Or six
after
months?
A year?
No.
After 6 months, a year is a long time. No. You wasted a year of my life.
Okay, maybe 3 months. Yeah.
Okay. 3 months.
3 months. No, I need to. First date, I'm asking you, what's your 5-year plan? I need to know where you're going in life. You know, what's your headspace? Because you'll find some guys will be like, I'm pushing. I'm hustling. What are you hustling?
I hate that so much.
Like, I'm grinding, you know. I'm not about the 9-to-5. What are you about this?
What is grinding exactly?
Yes, and then he's just like, I just have these big dreams. And, yeah, I just need a sister that's going to support me. I need to know what those dreams are before we support. Yes. You know, so I can
what
approve.
Am I supporting?
You know, yes. Because sometimes people are just like, they want to waste our time. And yeah. I don't, no, we're not, you're not wasting my time, 2017. Okay. I'm not playing that game. Hashtag, you're not wasting nobody's time. I ain't got time for that.
Yeah. You got within your field.
I've been wanting to say this to all the men listening out there. Like, I'm tired.
She's within the field.
I'm so tired. I'm not doing. It's a new year. It's a new start. It's a new me. Okay, I'm out.
You can hurt more than me. Moving along. Just screwing around on marriage.
You need to know. I mean, I don't think we want to hear marriage on the first date, but you need to be prepared. Uti, do I get attached? Do I not? Do I chill?
That is important. First date. This is first date question.
What? Are you crazy? I don't think first date.
Honestly, like, are we just screwing around or?
First date, you don't even know if this is actually a thing.
What if it's a horrible date and you're like, I don't want to see him again. Like, no.
After he just said marriage to you, girl, now you're stuck.
No, I'm not. I was screwing around. I just wanted to see if you doing the same thing. You're not bad.
No, I think this is second date. Depending on first date. Because,
mm-hmm.
You know, first date, there's vibes. There's the emotions, you can tell. Like, with some people, they also ask the question, do we kiss on the first date or not? And I always say it depends on
what's happening.
Yeah, so you'd find that, okay, with this particular person, you guys didn't necessarily kiss, but there was a vibe.
Yeah. Okay.
And you guys can feel that sexual tension, maybe. You know, you need to ask the next date, like, okay, brothers, you are hot and my body is saying yes, but my mind
says no.
That's when you're like, what are we doing? Yeah, I think that's, you know, yeah.
That's the second date question.
Yeah, in my opinion.
First date, me. First date, when you order, we're ordering with this question before we order. Okay, moving along. Are you currently in a relationship?
Can we get our shots fired? Yes, yes. This is the one.
This is the one you've been waiting for.
Girl. You're okay, Tololo.
Fan it.
Yes. Can I hear it again, girl? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm just going to say, if your answer is yes, I am out of here and you got the bill. You're currently in a relationship and I'm here. Goodbye.
Oh,
bye-bye. No.
Yeah. Well, you do have chicks that are okay with being side chick.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
You might have a side chick and I might be the main, but I don't think anyone... Are you, like, okay knowing that you are the side?
There are girls.
Or I think girls are comfortable knowing that there's another woman, not necessarily that they are the other woman.
No, they are girls. Happy with being the other woman.
Oh, wow. They never want to be the main.
Yeah,
so not me. Some people will be like, they'll ask this question, are you in a relationship? And he'll be like, no. And they're like, okay, I'm done because I don't do commitment.
Oh, wow. That is deep, though.
And then someone would answer and be yes, I'm in a relationship. And she'd be like, okay, let's talk. Are you? I'm getting you, boo. You know, my name is from here. Like, legit.
Yeah. There are girls like that.
Okay, I've been educated. Yes.
But yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I wouldn't leave.
Okay.
But I wouldn't pursue the relationship.
Oh. So, brother man says, yes, I'm in a relationship.
Yeah. Then we carry on eating. Oh, then we talk.
Why am I here? I should ask you out when you ask for my number. I should be like, hold up, you want my number? Are you in a relationship? Then I'll be like 072.
What if I just want your number because I think you're a cool chick and I just want us to hang?
I don't want
a relationship with you. I don't think you're that interesting. Oh. And I just want to hang with you. Like, interesting as in like me and you being a couple. But I just
we'll
want
see
us
each
to...
other. We'll see each other. Most facing, but
Nah.
Hey.
It's sketchy.
It's very. I think it depends on what you want as a person.
Yeah.
Because we all want different things in life.
We do.
And also, oh brothers, what does he want? Because he could be asking you to get to know you. You know, maybe he just saw this pretty young thing and he really.
Okay, not thing.
Okay, pretty young woman.
Yes, lady.
Okay, sorry. And he's just like, well, I'm intrigued by your beauty. Is there more substance to it?
Yeah.
Is there something beyond or more interesting? So let me get to know you. Maybe he's not looking at a relationship at the moment, but he just wants to know what is there.
But if he is in a relationship, you know what they say, how you got him is how you gonna lose him. So he'll be talking to other girls when he's with me. You in a relationship, brother, bye.
No, but you know there are some girls who get men like that, Katena, and then they keep the man and they don't lose the man.
Girl, what goes around comes around.
Karma.
No, maybe Vele Pegabegele Mina.
No.
Maybe he was for me. He's that rib. You're not that rib.
You know, let me tell you something about Eve. Eve did not have to shop at his dinner with nobody because Adam was hers.
Exactly. Right. Because there were no other men. Go Garden of Eden.
No, but then, like,
it was just Adam and Eve there in the garden.
Never mind.
No, I'm just saying that, okay, if you're going to take it from a biblical aspect, right, that God created me in his image.
Exactly.
All right? Mm-hmm. And the Bible says he that finds a wife finds a good thing.
Yeah.
So, with that, I do not believe that God would create someone for me and place that person in somebody else's hands and then leave me with the task of shepherding a dinner to get him. I don't believe my God works like that. I don't believe that he works in a way where I have to hurt somebody else to get what I want. No.
Girl, I'm just saying.
No.
People make decisions for themselves. God doesn't place you in a relationship. You choose to go there.
And then God forms the relationship. And then I boom, they got it. Even right.
You know? There's a poem.
I'm just saying. He needs to leave that relationship before he talks to me.
Yes. There's a poem.
No, but what if by the time he's ready to talk to you, you in a relationship, so must he wait?
Yes. Can you show there'll be that connection? Yeah, when someone's on Linda.
Guys,
for 5 years, I said he's in the relationship.
No, then he's not serious about me. For 5 years, I'm giving him like a week because clearly you see something, like I'm going to my sparks. Get ready.
Guys, do yourself a favor and listen to our Wait for You by Genetics. She talks about how she's been in these relationship with Mr. Wrong for short-lived compliments of shorter kind of right and shorter kind of wrong. But in the end, she talks about how she's willing to wait for the man that God has designed for her. I think everybody should listen to that video. And after that, you'll have a different perspective of what it means to wait on
you don't
your
want
right.
Wait. 2017. That's what they call it.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Y'all need to learn how to wait. Stop wanting things now. Instant. What's this gratification?
Guys. Everyone belongs to God. So you can't say, babes,
let's not get
into that. We all belong to the Lord.
Let's not get into that.
As long as Home Affairs doesn't recognize you being married, babes. We belong to the Lord.
Where are the older sisters? Where are the mothers? Like, what are you teaching your daughters? What are you teaching these young men? Can we do a podcast on that? Like, no, y'all need help. Y'all need Jesus. Okay, Jesus, come down, please.
Hallelujah. Please. Okay, let's move on.
Yes.
Last question.
From your side.
From my side.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think qualifies as rape?
Yeah. Yes.
You need to know, girl.
Yes.
You best be ready, especially if y'all gonna go out and get sloshed, you know.
Yeah.
You need to know what he thinks is right. You don't want to find yourself in that situation.
Yo, babe.
Yeah. This question is the one that you ask in a very serious setup.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want him to think that you're joking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want him to think, okay, clearly she wants me, so after here we are going to her crib. And no, it needs to be a place of understanding, because I know females that are like, okay, I don't give it up. I have the 90-day rule.
Yeah.
Some have the engagement rule. Some have the, you know, I'm saving myself for my husband. So you need to understand that if I come to you as a female and I say, yo, brothers, I like you a lot, but I'm not going to sleep with you. Yeah. Or I would not like us to go further than, you know, second base.
Yeah.
And one night, if things get heated,
you
know, will you be able to stop? Or would you think that it's okay? It's very important. I think this conversation needs to be had even with friends, like your guy friends.
Yeah.
You just need to talk to them and be like, boo, what do you think is rape? Check them.
There was this thread on Twitter, I think last year. So these men are saying no, women say no jokingly. Like, I'm just saying, oh, no, but I actually mean no.
Yes.
But I'm saying no. So this girl's like, okay, fine. If women are saying that, are saying no like that, we as women can take your card and you're going to say no, but we're going to think it's a joke. Go to the bank, withdraw your money, and you're going to carry on saying no, but because we women don't understand no, we're going to think it's a joke.
Or we think he's joking.
We're going to take your money, we're going to go party, we're going to spend your money while you think it's a joke. And when we go to the police station, when they say no, I stole money, I'm saying no.
Yeah.
He said no jokingly. We thought he was kidding. We thought he wanted this.
Yeah, but I think even with the issue of rape, I feel like most of the time it's always the females that have to be educated on, this is what you're supposed to do, this is how you're supposed to dress. I'm just saying, it always feels like it's my responsibility as a female to make sure
protect
that I'm...
protect yourself from it.
Yes, and I feel like we also need to talk to these men and say, no, just because you see a woman walking past you who looks really nice and you desire her and you lust over her, that's not her fault. That's not her problem. You need to have self-control and you need to be able to be like, okay, I need to maybe go get a glass of water, a cold shower or something. We need to stop putting the blame on females. You know, you wanted it, or you went out with him on that date,
or you're wearing a short skirt.
Like no,
what is that?
Bye. Like no, it ain't my fault. The minute I said no, or I was
in fact,
like,
you don't even have to say no. I feel like if she looks uncomfortable, why are you going there?
Exactly.
Why does she need to say no? Don't even go there if you see she's not comfortable.
Yeah.
She's not digging it now.
And to all men out there, you will know if a female is playing hard to get. But right now, we are not playing hard to get when it comes to...
When we say no, we mean no.
No. Yeah. It's not me saying, no, try again later. No.
I mean no.
Like, stop and let's do something else. Let's move on with our lives.
Yeah.
And stop thinking you have entitlement. Yeah, what is this entitlement?
It's that entitlement thing.
Like,
I'm entitled to this because I'm a man. I'm more powerful.
Oh, yeah. Or like, you know when you go out and then he buys you drinks, but you never ask them to buy you drinks. And I expect
you to
go
pay
home.
Back.
Like, no, did I ask you to buy me that that cocktail? No. Okay.
You offered.
I can pay you back. I got... die. Like,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. So also that mentality needs to go. So, yeah. But let's see, you done?
I'm done with my question.
Okay, let me finish my part two questions and then we'll go to Ululu. I can't wait for your questions, girl. I really can't. So picking up where we left off, my next question would be religion and spirituality. Where are you?
Ugupi. That is very important. First date question.
Oh, yo, girl.
This is first date question. Because I need to know if are we the same level spiritually or religiously. Like, are you not there praising other gods when I am, hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus. And you're on the side and saying,
You, Lulu?
But not you yet. Know, I think for me, yeah, I'm right there with Palace. But I think other people really don't mind. They just like, so what if we don't believe the same thing or we're not on the same page? Yeah. I want you, you want me, this is love, let's do this.
I don't mind. Well, there's certain religions I could say that if you told me that you with that, I'll be like, okay, bye, I'm out. Thank you very much. But there's also like others, like they say if he's Jewish, you know, I'm more willing to learn about, oh, why are you Jewish? Why did you decide? And also teach, you know, because I'm Christian. So I can't necessarily say, oh, you're going to hell and I'm wiping you off and judge you because you're a different religion or, you know, a different faith from me. So I'd like to teach you and learn. I'd like you to respect the fact that if I say I need to pray, allow me to pray. Don't be like, why are you praying? There's no point in praying. Like, no, then you're gonna have a problem. And allow me to try. You know, one thing about women is that they always try change a man.
Nah, don't do that, girl. Don't try change a man, girl.
So I'm not trying to enter into a relationship with someone trying to change him, but I'd like to think I'm educating you and enlightening you on why do I believe in God, why do I believe in Jesus Christ. And hey, if you like it, convert. It's fine. Yes.
Wow.
All right. Okay, I'm going to ask some hectic questions because I'm that girl. So the next ones, you know, I would deem them as first date, but they're not necessarily first date. I think you need to first scan Seth and then decide if you're going to if you want to ask him these questions because you kind of think you know what, yeah, the kind of brother he's like. The next question is, what's feminism and what do you think of it? Yes. And I'll tell you why I'd ask this question. Yeah. If I feel that we have something serious and something strong going on in our lives, and I feel like you could potentially be Mr. Right, you know, my future husband, I would want to know what your thoughts are regarding feminism. You know, let's open up that conversation, because I think a lot of people get married or date for 2 years and then they find themselves in situations where they're like, well, I want a woman who does A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And you're like, hold up, I'm not that girl. I was never that girl.
Wow, guys.
You see, so I think it's also good because you'll ask him what he thinks. You'll say, this is my stance on feminism. Do I believe in feminism? Don't I believe in it? This question is just as important as spirituality. I'm just saying.
Nah, yo.
Why not?
No. I mean, with you, I know why you're arguing this and you think this is
the one.
Very important. Because she's always arguing the fact that, no, we're 50-50. Men need to teach. Women need to help. Like, guys, honestly, I think, okay, fine. Men need to help. In some cases, in the household, they need to help. But as a woman, you need to do most of the things. That we can't argue, feminist or not.
Yeah, but
what most of the things?
Wait,
you need to cook for your man.
My man needs to cook for me, girl.
He'll do that, but I'm saying we can't be. There's a roster there. Today it's me, tomorrow it's you. Okay. Everything, babes.
Nah. For me, I think, I mean, if you're two people and you love each other and you learn about each other, you should be able to get to a place where you guys are both comfortable. It shouldn't be that thing where I feel like I'm under your weight. Mm-hmm. There are these expectations on me and things that you expect me to do that I'm not willing to do. I'm not that person. I'm not the girl that washes your washing and irons it. I've never been that person, but you're expecting it because I'm a woman. So there's things like that I feel like you guys in your relationship need to get to even level. That's why you need to ask him, what is feminism and what do you think about it, so that you know what he thinks of that day when you're like, nah, why ain't you cooking? He shouldn't be like, oh hell no girl, you didn't. He needs to know what he thinks.
But what if now you guys are in a serious relationship and then this question pops up and then he's like, no, I don't believe in that.
That's why it's a first date then question.
That time you are in love.
First date question, baby. This is, first date.
I feel like people ask it. No, you know what happens? You chill with someone and you have such a good time. And you, every time you meet that person, you have such a good time. But you don't actually open the channels of communication.
Yeah.
So 6 months, a year later, when people are starting to truly like be comfortable with you, mm-hmm. and then they show the truth. Self, you're like, you changed. You weren't like this in the beginning. And you start like, oh no, this is not me. I'm not that girl. I'm not that. But had you guys talked about this in the beginning or had a point of conversation on some, okay, what do you think of this? I'm not that girl. Or you can even be like, I can't cook. You know? Yeah. And then you'll be like, oh, okay, well, I like a woman that can cook. And be like, oh, you know what I mean? You open that, no, but I'm just saying you open that conversation to be like, will he accept you for you? Or is he coming with standards that he wants already? Like, oh, you're not a woman if you can't cook, so bye.
Yo,
but I think the
married.
Other problem is that you, like for me, right, there's certain things that I'm just like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. I'm not that girl. I'm not gonna be your girlfriend and wash your washing. Nah, no, that's not me. But like, I want my man to change my tire. If I have a flat, you know, I need to know that I can call him
50-50.
You know, he's going to be like, nah, change your tire.
Yeah, I can't fight for the situation.
But you don't have to be spiteful about it.
Okay, next question. We'll debate this the whole day. Define patriarchy and male privilege in 2017. That's deep.
Or in the year we're starting to date.
Just in case. This, you can just always add 2018, 2020, you know, just define male privilege.
What is it?
Yeah, I think that and feminism, I think it goes
together.
It goes so much, because if you're the type of guy that's going to tell me that I want you home by 5, I've always said this, then boo, you better be home at 5:25 to make sure that I'm home at 5 o'clock, because I'm not going to be home alone.
Wow. Yes, yeah.
I've always said that. So I think it's important. It goes hand in hand. But
yeah.
Yeah, we'll leave
education, guys. But I also think, like with patriarchy and feminism, I don't think there are any right or wrong answers.
Yes.
But there will be certain things where you're just like, nah, I can't be with someone that thinks like this. I cannot be with someone that thinks like this. But I think as well, you need to, like as a female, you're like, it's not my responsibility to inform you what you do that oppresses me. But I think we should have a discussion about it, you know. Yeah. Tell him how you feel about certain things, what you experience. I mean, you guys are building a relationship. Learn about each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to the gooey stuff.
The gooey stuff.
The L-O-V-E.
All right.
The next question is, what does God say about loving a woman right? You guys were silent.
Yeah. Okay.
Clearly, y'all don't have the answer to that.
We
know
we don't.
Next question. Difference between love, loving, and being loved. He must explain.
No. First question. First date question.
No, that could be when we're just chilling and hanging.
No, after he says, I love you, then you ask me, like, hold up. We just said you love me.
What is love?
What is love?
What is being loved?
Yeah. So those are some of the questions I would ask. We've heard what you had to say, Palissa.
Deep, babe.
Yeah,
girl,
that
Lulu.
Deep, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the kind of girl. You know, I might laugh. You know, I might look quiet, but I know.
You need to know.
I said this earlier on. I might not know what I want, but I definitely know what I don't want.
Well,
so with these questions, yeah. I'll be like, we can be friends. I see you as a brother. Boom!
Family zone. Real quick.
Enough about Palissa and myself. Lulu, You're going to hit us with the questions you need to ask a Christian brother.
Yeah, I've been given the questions to ask a Christian brother.
Yeah, let's hear, girl.
So my Christian brother, or potential boo thing. The last girl you dated, is she a better Christian after dating you? So yeah, I want to know how much damage you did, or if you did some building up in there. That's what I want to know.
Answer this question honestly, guys. That's all I have to say. If she's not a better Christian, say that.
I think my follow-up question would be why. Like, was it a her thing or was it a you thing?
I don't think I'm... Like, I
don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
I'm not about the past. But I think just be honest in the fact that, oh, yes, she is, or no, she's not. Oh, you can even be like, maybe she's a better Christian because I did A, B, C, D. You know, like, I hurt her so badly that she ran to God. But I think with that question, what I want is your growth. I want to see your growth. Yeah, like, I want you to be able to acknowledge the fact that, hey, yes, this relationship didn't work out. This is my part that I played. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, I'm this person now. There. Yeah, we take it from there.
All right. Second question. Is the last girl you were with able, like, is she able to recommend you to other women who need direction, leadership, or spiritual growth?
This is going to be a no.
No, for you.
No, you're not gonna ask this.
No, you would never ask this question.
No,
never.
Because he's gonna lie. This is a lie question.
Then
this
you know
is
what
a
you
lie
say?
Answer.
Then you'll be like, hit me up with references. Boom.
No, but how do you lie about this? It's like, for me, it's like, it's yes or no. If you lie,
he's gonna say yes.
And then what? But like, for me,
and then go fell mo.
Bye-bye. Don't lie, guys.
This is gonna lie. It's gonna be a lie answer.
This is why you're praying, man.
But like,
you're proverb.
This is like, this is one of those. I think this is one of those questions that if you lie to me, it's like those lies you can't keep alive for long enough. Mm-hmm. Like, my interaction with you is gonna teach me whether you lied or not.
Oh yeah.
Kind of vibe. So whether you lie or not, it's like, I'm gonna learn this about you. So yeah. Tell the truth. Because if I find out you lied, then we got problems. Okay, my third question. If I wanted to pursue 100% hands-off relationship, I mean no kissing, no holding hands, no hugs, no massages, just keep your hands off me, baby. How would you feel?
You're such a mzalani. Yo, yo, like you are rooted in the faith, hey? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I get to hug my friends, so why can't I hug my man? You know?
Nah, your friends aren't going to try and get some. Depending on what you, where you at.
I mean. I'm an honest hug. Bye, hug. And then
I think
we part ways.
It's going to be bye, hug. Then it's going to be bye, hug. You know? And then next time it's not just going to be a hug. I mean, for me, I'm with you ladies. I'm just like, I wouldn't be like 100% hands off. But I'm like, can you respect my boundaries? Man?
Yeah.
Are you going to be on my side?
Yeah, because also once someone, if I'm like, for instance, if I say I'm not comfortable with us going beyond second base, and we get into a situation where, you know, it's getting a bit hard, will you as a man be able to walk away and be like, you remember, you said no second base, so I'm walking away, or I'm respecting that? And you know, because I always feel that it's females that have to be the ones who have to stop things and be the ones in control and be the ones that are like, oh no, okay, not now, or I'm not ready. I would love a man to just lead me. You know?
He's also going to get tempted sometimes. So
I also want him to, you know,
also
just
protect you.
You see, this is why I want a 50-50 guy.
Not going to get it. I won't lie.
But this is not for the 50-50.
I won't lie.
Next question.
My next question. Okay. I think this is like when you guys are deep in the relationship. What areas in my life do you think I need to grow and mature in, and how can you help build me in those areas?
This is after 2 years.
No,
like 2 years is too late though.
Okay, like, but it's when we know each other.
Yeah. Totally.
Yes. Not like first date, yeah. second date.
What do you know about me? Exactly. What are you going to say? Yeah. I think, he definitely needs to take time to know you. Yeah. And I think this is one of those questions that, I mean, if you've been in a relationship for a year or 2 years, and he can't answer this question, I don't want to say correctly, but like, you know, there are people that tell you things about yourself and you're like, that's not me. Like, if you can't answer it, in that kind of a way, then you know that he's not taking time to notice you. You're not keeping him on his toes, you know. Yeah, so you also don't want the kind of guy that doesn't know you or what your dreams are, your aspirations, or how to build you.
With that, when you do ask those questions, be ready for whatever he has to say.
Yes.
Be ready with, like, don't be defensive. Because someone might say you're a bad communicator, and then you'll be like, I'm a good communicator. I send you a text all the time. I'm always saying hi.
I call you. I told you,
like,
what the problem
is. Like, we see what that person is saying, and they're like, oh, why do you think I'm a bad communicator? Yeah. And then that person will be like, no, you might send a text every day, but all you're saying is hi. There's no substance to it. There's no
quality.
So, yeah.
Yes. Mm. Right.
Next question, girl.
Next question. What is God's purpose of dating and marriage?
Oh. Whew. I need the Bible for this one.
I mean, this is when he's talking marriage, then you can ask him that. For me, I'm not going to ask you this.
Yeah.
If, like, for instance, we started out this relationship and you said we're just screwing around, and then I'm going to ask this question. I think, like, when he starts mentioning it, or when you feel like you're ready to go there, venture there, find out where he is, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, next question. Do you have a history of hooking up with girls based on loneliness, her attractiveness, or other reasons that are not godly?
Okay. Yes. Yes.
He's gonna lie.
I think he's gonna lie as well. Because he's not gonna, I mean, if he's really, if he really is into you, he's not gonna say, I've been screwing girls around.
Maybe I'm being a bit naive with the answer to this question, but I think he would tell me the truth. I think he would be like, I've been hooking up with girls because I was lonely and, you know, I just needed to get some. Or I dated Usman Ban because she was the hottest thing, you know, from the block. And I honestly think he would answer this question legit.
Please let us see those guys that you hooked up with.
Please let us
honestly know. I'd like to see them.
You know what question?
I'd like to meet them.
You know what question just popped up in my mind when you asked this last one?
Yeah.
Do you have kids?
That is important.
That's
question number one.
There are 18-year-olds that have kids, guys. So.
Yo.
15. I'm not trying to be a stepmother. I'm not.
So. I'm not ready. I'm still a baby myself. I still need to be asked if I'm hungry or not, and then I'm gonna be bathing your kid.
No. We have like two questions from Dory. Yeah, she is the content manager.
All right.
Central, and she sent us, you know, two questions to us. The first one is: does the toilet paper go over or under? This is when you guys want to move in together, fat and set. Even though I don't condone fat and set, but hey.
Commitment. It's called commitment these days. Yeah. You guys are committed and you're moving in together.
Hey. Okay. Yeah. And can I say, this is such a white question, y'all. But hey. Joseph, are you a cat or dog person? Yeah, I told you it's a white question. So, we've covered everybody.
I don't do animals.
Honestly.
I don't want pets. I can't.
So, either or, if you say dog, cat,
Oh my god. You guys are absolutely pets. But these are just...
But totally, pets.
No, pets, guys.
Nah, I can't. Personally, I can't. Like, I've never had pets. You know, and then you have people that like treat pets differently. Like the people whose pets are like children and they live in the house and everything. Then the people whose pets are outside. So now you also need to be, if he says he's a dog person, okay, now you need to ask, what, like, are they inside the house or are they outside the house? Do they have, you know, you need to ask these questions so that you're ready.
This is the white question, y'all. We have to cover everybody. You know, we had the Christians, we had the people dating Jen Jen now covering up white brothers and sisters. This is the white question. I'm sorry.
Hey.
To all my black people out there that actually have pets, I'm sorry. Those are the questions. I think we went through about like 26-27 questions.
Yeah.
You should ask you know, a future bae. Hit us up on the
current bae.
Yes.
In case you missed the slut.
Yes.
Ask them now.
Mm-hmm.
Ask us now.
Yeah. But you know what? Hit us up on the streets of Twitter and Facebook at @TheReal_Scoops, at Zim Tetra, or at CliffCentral.com. You know, tell us what are some of the questions you ask your future bae, or you ask two brothers that you're currently dating, you know, and you're like, yes, this is the question that made me say yes to him. Hit us up on the streets of WhatsApp, 079-748-2090. We chat, we even there, we everywhere, you know. Thank you so much. We are the two woke girls.
Yeah, are you straight? Do you like me? Are you a cat or dog person?
Does the toilet paper go over or under?
CliffCentral.com.